Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 3rd, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com, and we're doing our weekly New Earth support call. And many blessings and gratitude to all the folks who are here live, as well as those who are joining us on the recording. You should each have an equally awesome experience. So as always, we are going to open with me setting the sacred container by calling the directions, calling in the allies. And then we'll all have an opportunity to go into embodied awakening. So we're at our best service selves. And after that, we'll see what the divine has for us. We've been doing this for months now, and it's never quite the same at any time. So again, big, big gratitude to all who are participating. You are definitely helping the new age come alive on Earth. And if you've done this before, you also know that you yourself will receive all kinds of great blessings for your service. So my request, as always, is that you give this your full attention. If you are multitasking, we ask that you either only do this or wait until you can do only this. Lately, these calls have only been going about 45 minutes or so. I've never seen one go much over an hour, so it's not a huge time commitment. And the quality of your attention is very important, not only for your own benefit, but for the benefit of everyone else, because you influence everybody else regardless of when or where you do this. During or after the live recording. So know that you are radiating the quality of your presence, and just doing this only will give everyone, including you, the best experience. So that is my request. If you need to depart before we're complete, that's okay. Just ask the allies to remove you from the field gently, and they'll kind of ease you out. So you'll be able to depart the container if necessary without disrupting others. All right, so let's get it rolling. I invite you now to close your eyes and just relax, rest in breath awareness or energetic awareness, whichever is stronger for you, as I set up the container. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kwiti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Sri Mata Amichanandamayi Devi, I'm the hugging saint, please come. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. I call Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu, guardian angel, Apu, dragon mountain gateway, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, shining rock, Apu, grandfather mountain, Apu, Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Squirrel, Chipmunk. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Thesa, Zachary, Deborah. Moo, West. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. All right, we have a good container. So now we're going to have the opportunity to move into embodied awakening. As always, I'll fully explain this in case anyone is new to this process. So what we're about to do is invite our higher self to merge with our human self. And metaphorically, it's like instead of your human self driving the car, it's in the passenger seat, your divine is going to drive. If your human self doesn't like the divine's driving for any reason, you can always get the wheel back immediately. Just slide back over. Divine steps out with no fuss. Instantly, the ego has control back. So your human self is at no risk and it's reversible. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you know what to do through intuition a lot more, and there's a lot more bliss. So if that sounds good, we're going to invoke it now, and I invite you to say the following eight words once I start out loud if you can, do it silently if you must. But you need to either say or think these words to call this in now. So please begin repeating now. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Please let the words go now and just rest in passive breath awareness. Tips that will help you do this better. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive. Just feel breath come and go whenever it wants to. Feeling pretty good. Let's learn what's the least effort needed even to feel breath. For a moment, I invite you to go to zero effort and simply exist. Whatever arises is fine. Please note at this moment, at zero effort, is there breath awareness anyway, or is there not? If there is breath awareness, just hang out at zero effort, that's plenty. If there is not breath awareness, then add a teeny tiny bit of effort layer by layer, like adding the touch of a feather to a scale. And eventually you'll add just barely enough effort to feel the breath, and that's where you relax and hold just at that very, very tiny amount of effort needed to feel breath. Make it as little as gets the job done. Doing that maximizes the ability of the divine to come and assist you. Proceeding nicely, we have a lot of people already in embodied awakening. If you're there, just chill and relax and hold that space, and it will help others to get there more quickly. You'll know you're in embodied awakening when all four of the following things are true at the same time: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. While that's going on, you're there. Yeah, a lot more bliss coming into the mix. Well done, everybody. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to let it saturate them. Again, please, no effort of any kind other than the very tiny amount of effort needed to feel the breath come and go on its own. The way this is structured, any effort beyond that from the ego will tend to shut the whole process down. It will, of course, resume once you become passive again, but just stay chill. Let the divine do it for you. Allow the saturation to come to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. You will only get as much energy as you're ready for. Which is always the case with every process I lead. Now I'm feeling much more like energy than flesh. Sweet energy. So this feels pretty good. So just note if you're in embodied awakening, and again, the things that will be true if you are all true at the same time, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're there, great. If not, proceed anyway. So allies, we are as awake as we're going to be at the moment. And we are totally ready to serve the great awakening on planet Earth. We offer ourselves now in service in whatever way serves the the highest good of that awakening process. Thank you. We come to serve. There's a lovely subtle vibration in the field now. I'm aware of all of us blended as a single consciousness at a higher level. If you have sufficient divine consciousness, you'll be aware of this. If not, you may not be aware of it. That's okay. Just relax and let the energy do as it will. Obviously, there are some longer silences involved in this process. So if I'm not speaking for a while, just relax and let the energy move as it will. Rest in the awareness of energy if you have that awareness. If you don't, rest in passive breath awareness. Okay, they're now inviting us to actively visualize blessings for the earth, specifically, I know what I think it should be, but let me just see what guidance I get. Yeah, specifically, they want us to bless the humans who are on track to awaken, who are not yet awake. The divine knows who those are. So you can do this actively by just, you know, sending energy through your own willpower or imagination to all the humans on the planet whose awakening will serve the Great Awakening. Or like me, you can take a more passive approach. I'll leave that in a moment. In fact, I'll just do it now. So if you wish to repeat after me to do this in this way where the divine does it through you instead of your ego doing it, you can repeat now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me. To help all humans awaken spiritually on planet Earth to the greatest extent that serves highest good. That's looking pretty good, feeling good. So you may now, as I mentioned earlier, have dual awareness, part of you aware of your human self, part of you aware of the higher spiritual aspect that's blended with everyone else on this call, not to mention lots and lots of other divine beings floating around the planet who are serving the awakening also. If at any point you start experiencing something other than what I'm describing, relax and go with it. People often receive customized experiences on these calls. It's okay. You may now be noticing that your awareness of your energetic self is much stronger than your awareness of your physical self. Just relax into it, let it all run itself. Once you get in the inner worlds, it's all on autopilot. There's no decisions or actions your ego has to take on its own. I found it much better just to relax and go with the flow of whatever spontaneously happens, because these realms are just saturated with divine intelligence. Yeah, we're pretty deep in the field. Now, my personal awareness is more of a just a being state. And there's nothing I'm doing per se. I'm just floating in this field of bliss. And I sense many of the others hearing my voice are doing that as well. And that's been a very common theme in our recent New Earth support calls. They just kind of let us, well, they place us together in this space. And then we just exist here. Then the energy we hold as awake or awakening humans is then basically redirected to the awakening in whatever way serves it. So now we're just acting like batteries, energy sources that the divine is drawing from to support the awakening. So I invite you to relax into this process, knowing that this is our service at the moment. They've made clear many times before that the presence of a conscious human desiring to serve is very valuable and gives them a lot of really helpful energy to work with. Continue relaxing into either your awareness of the energy, or if you're not so sensitive to that, just your breath. This is a very subtle process. You're invited just to relax, be patient, and let this subtle process unfold. Yeah, I just felt our Awakening Plus group expand quite noticeably into the larger field of beings who are supporting the new Earth as well. They surround the planet. There are a vast number, far more than I could ever count. Yeah, the theologist said millions. So notice if you now feel a certain merging with a much larger group of beings of service. Yeah, there's a lovely flow of energy from us to the earth. We're doing really well. Becoming aware of more awareness of my physical form. So allow your physical body to be saturated with your divine body. Even if you were in embodied awakening, this may be a bit more than that. So just let them help you out, upgrade you however much they choose to. So I'm still aware of the body a little more, but now some beautiful etheric energy just blossomed above the body. Still feeling, now feeling a little bit more physical awareness in the body. Still very aware of the larger energetic field. Okay, I'm solidly settled into my physical body. And my eyes are open. I don't know if that's the end of the energetic process or not, but there is an opportunity right now for any questions or feedback. If anyone's on the live call, let me set it up so you can unmute yourself if you wish. Yes, unmuting. Let's get that active. Yeah, it's available. So anyone who's on the live call can now simply click the microphone icon if they're on the computer, or hit star six if you're on a phone and not hooked up through that other way. and would be happy to entertain any thoughts or questions or anything that relate to what we're doing here. If you prefer, you can also type something in the chat window if you're so inspired. And while we're awaiting any feedback or questions, the energy is still quite strong. So instead of just sort of putting all your attention on, is someone going to communicate something? I recommend that you, if you're not trying to communicate something, just keep your eyes closed and just stay in this field a bit longer because it's still really strong. Or a more advanced approach, if you're up to it, is with your physical eyes open and awareness of the space around you and seeing if you can still feel that inner experience just as strongly with your eyes open and with dual awareness, awareness of the physical world around you and simultaneous awareness of the inner worlds. You can get there. Others saying they have a bit of dessert for us. So just relax. So that window of opportunity for communicating is closed for the moment. They're inviting us to close our eyes again. And they're wanting to give back to us in gratitude for the service we just performed. So if you'll just relax and close your eyes, you should feel energy coming in to your crown and into the body. I recommend just relaxing and allowing the inflow of this blessing energy, which is being completely customized for each person in terms of both frequency and volume. So it's going to be just the right amount. So relax and let your own physical and energetic self be saturated. Nice, that list is getting nice and strong. I invite you to relax into that. Okay, I'm feeling the inner world fading a bit in my awareness. Once again, settling into the body a little more definitively. Back again. So here's one more opportunity. If you wish to communicate or ask anything, you can type in the chat window or unmute yourself and speak. Yeah, that last one was really nice. Okay, so it appears there is no feedback this time, which is fine. None is required. Just your presence is our blessing. So, allies, anything further before we close the mesa and wrap it up then? They're inviting each of us to take one last moment to feel the inner world. They're actually just giving us a tiny little bit extra right now. So just open your awareness to the inner realm and just feel what they're doing. Yeah, it's lovely energy. Thank you, allies. And Chuck typed, thank you, you're welcome, on behalf of the allies. All right, that feels like a wrap. So I'm now going to close the Mesa. And oh, Janice just typed, that was amazing. First time all week with no mind chatter. What a blessing. Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and close. If you would like to type something else in the chat window while I'm doing this, that's fine. Pachamama, mama kia, viracocha, inti, kwi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful service opportunity. Thank you for the blessings we received. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I ask that those of you still working with anyone hearing my voice, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and please help me to know you as myself. Being invited to close with my normal private close in case it's helpful or inspiring to anyone. Allies, I ask the following constantly to the greatest extent that serves the highest good. Maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum service to the great awakening. Maximum success of Awakening Plus. May it deliver tremendous value to its members and good financial support for me and Makisala. This or something better. Wow, we're going out on a real high note here. This energy is beautiful. Thank you, allies, for everything. It is our privilege to come and offer our service. As we close, allies, thank you again. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Whew. All right, that's the formal closing of the Mesa. Casey has typed in the meantime, oh so blissful, saw and felt the Lyrians, L-Y-R-A-N-S or Lyrians, L-Y-R-I-N-S, and Andromedans Council show up. Yeah, we tend to have a lot of helpers from all over the place. Other galaxies, other dimensions, past, future. So I'm happy to any beings who show up to serve. That's really beautiful. So that is a wrap. Thank all of you for being here live. Thanks to those of you who are on the recording. Big thanks to all of you for being willing to show up and help support this beautiful awakening on planet Earth. And until next time, I wish you infinite blessings. Goodbye for now. Oh, I forgot one last thing. If you're interested in the Awakening Plus membership and you're not yet a paid member, you can learn more at awakeningplus.com. While the live events are free to most folks, the only members get the access to the archive, and there's like about 260 calls in there now, each of which is just as potent as the live recordings. It gives you access to the forum where you can hook up with other members and get an accountability partner. And between now and mid-November, I'm going to be introducing a lot more cool stuff into the membership for members only as well. I'm just starting on developing what this is going to become. So should be juicy, awakeningplus.com if you want to learn more. In terms of working with me, you can go to astroshaman.com and learn about how I do astrology readings or shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and other cool stuff. So that's all available as well. Thanks again for being here, and I wish you all infinite blessings. Bye for now.